Dear Richard, please tell us what exactly defines LGBT plus travel and why is it so important for tourism providers to actively include all identities?
Hello from sunny Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It takes generations of inclusive, dynamic leadership, deep commitment, and a conviction to create a culture of belonging where all people are treated with dignity and respect. This culture has always been the foundation of the hospitality industry. Even during these incredibly challenging times of COVID-19, our colleagues have intensified their inspirational efforts to take care of our communities, guests, and each other. To be able to offer outstanding personalized service to the LGBT plus community, you need to be able to understand us, know who we are, and who we are comfortable engaging with. So many destinations and corporations say that they are LGBT plus friendly, but the reality is, are they? Sadly, most are not, as all they want to do is check certain boxes so they can say they are. But where is their commitment, their vision, and their leadership? Is genderless the global future, we may ask ourselves? A genderless future is not one where we don't have gender. It's one where gender does not impact access or respect. Greater Fort Lauderdale believes that it most definitely has merit. We should de-gender travel to better educate people and celebrate transgender and non-binary people and show that we are part of an accepting, inclusive, and transformative world. After all, gender is an integral part of Greater Fort Lauderdale's core identity. Let's talk about gender. Gender is either of the two sexes, male or female. A person's gender is the complex interrelationship between three dimensions: body, identity, and social gender. Cisgender is a term for people whose gender identity matches the sex that they were assigned at birth. I am cisgender. Binary means that you are either male or female and identify as such. Non-binary or genderqueer is a spectrum of gender identities that are not exclusively masculine or feminine, identities that are outside the gender binary. Non-binary identities can fall under the transgender umbrella, since many non-binary people identify with a gender that is different from their assigned sex. Gender is a spectrum, not a binary. It is important to recognize this distinction because binary thinking around gender can exclude a large and overlooked part of the workforce. Gender identity and the gender spectrum is a very complicated topic, one that is often misunderstood and confusing to many people. How do you differentiate between gender identity, gender expression, and sexual orientation? Non-binary is an umbrella term to describe people who identify with a gender outside of the gender binary and can be categorized under the transgender umbrella term, although not all non-binary people identify as transgender. The word non-binary describes a wide array of different identities which fall outside of the gender binary and can be related to or are completely separate from male and female gender identities. Gender is a topic that Greater Fort Lauderdale has led and helped change the conversation and peel back the complex multitude of layers. Nelson Mandela said, "Anything difficult always seems impossible until it is done." For us as a destination, it never seemed an impossible goal. Since 1996, it has been a seamless transition of integration, and for over 24 years, we continued to turn our baby step strategy into powerful, confident, purposeful, and meaningful strides. We are all people and members of the human race and deserve respect for who we are.